Hello and welcome to the Top 30 podcast. I'm Richard Bacon.
And I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, is flying hurting your health? How Serena Williams is paving the way for pregnant athletes. And it may surprise you what people would give up to bring their dogs to work.
A website for cheating spouses has revealed the cities where it is most popular. Ashley Madison is like many other dating sites, except that it targets married men and women. The company's slogan is, "Life is short, have an affair." The company says it has more than 54 million user accounts. A spokesperson told Mashable that over 1.5 million messages are sent on the site every day. Ashley Madison analyzed its data from 2017 and broke down the cities where its service gets the most signups. San Jose, California had the fifth highest number of people going online to look for an affair. Philadelphia, the fourth. Dallas, Texas, proudly came in third. Denver, Colorado has the second highest number of people seeking an extramarital relationship. The top city for cheaters? Seattle. The company suggests that might have something to do with a famous Seattle company. Ashley Madison allows users to pay for anonymous memberships by using credit from gift cards at other businesses. The most popular gift card used on the site was for Starbucks.
The FDA has approved a cannabis-based drug for the first time. It will be used to treat two severe childhood-onset epilepsies and the seizures that come with them. The drug is made from CBD, which has medicinal benefits without the mind-altering state that comes from THC, and it will be marketed under the name Epidiolex. And Serena Williams is fighting the fight for female tennis players who lose their rankings when they return from a pregnancy. In the 90s, a new rule stated if you left for an injury, you lose your seeding when you returned. But pregnancy isn't an injury, and the U.S. Open agrees, and they will alter their seeding protocol. The president of the U.S. Tennis Association said it's the right thing to do for these mothers that are coming back. And finally, watch as these Good Samaritans help rescue six people from a burning fishing boat in Florida. They almost lost one guy overboard, but in the end, the captain and entire crew were saved.
All right, let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with your friend and mine, Nicole Pedlides. Nicole, Instagram's value could have massively increased.
That's right, Richard. Instagram is estimated to be worth more than $100 billion if it were a standalone company, according to Bloomberg. That's 100 times more than what Facebook paid for it back in 2012. Instagram currently has 1 billion monthly active users and is on track to double that figure within the next 5 years. Party City is going to open 50 pop-up toy shops for the holiday season. Shoppers can expect an assortment of toys and games. The company said it's unlikely it will sell video games. It will not sell outdoor equipment such as bikes. Soon you will be able to pay for your stuff with your Venmo balance anywhere that MasterCard is accepted, now that Venmo is officially launching a physical debit card.
And Nicole, what is the reason behind this move?
Venmo's parent company, PayPal, wants to broaden its reach with the younger users, but it's already pretty popular. The app processed $12 billion in payments in the first 3 months of 2018.
That's quite some number. Nicole, in New York, thank you.
Our friend Headcrack over at Dish Nation dishes up the hottest celebrity news. So, Headcrack, I hear one celeb is giving up something truly shocking.
That's right, Kristen. Kim Kardashian announced that she is done taking selfies. Now, why, you might ask? She said, "I would just like to live in real time a little bit more. I don't mind pictures. I just am not on my phone like I used to be." Now, good for you, Kim. Just remember, you could always have someone else take those naked pictures. You got my phone number. Use it. Cardi B, she's not shy about what's on her baby registry. Now, on there, she has a battery-powered baby Bentley that costs $700 and a bassinet that's going to run $2,799. Now, if you want that bad boy covered in gold leaf, it's going to cost you an extra $839. But if you're not feeling money moves quite not like that, there's also a baby food maker for just $200. Whatever happened to diapers and burp gloves, y'all? And finally, let's talk about Nelly. He decided to announce to the world that he will no longer be supporting his dad. He posted this on Instagram. "The word father is a strong word, something I never knew anything about as a child because mine never did what he had to do, only what he wanted." What made Nelly so mad? Maybe it was seeing his dad hanging out with his ex Ashanti. Who knows? But whatever the reason is, we're just glad it wasn't on Father's Day, because that would have been a terrible present. But anyway, that's this week's dish. Until next time, we'll see you later, Kristen.
Well, hopefully Nelly and his dad can work it out. Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. An eye-opening study focusing on flight attendants revealed they were more likely to get specific types of cancer compared to the general population. Researchers for Harvard School of Public Health found rates increased for the following cancers: non-melanoma skin, gastrointestinal, cervical, thyroid, and uterine. 80% of the people in the study were women, which researchers said is to be expected in a feminized occupation. The study didn't look into what caused the rates to increase, but says previous research suggests it could be because of sleep deprivation, time zone changes, and exposure to chemicals. There isn't much research on passengers who are frequent flyers, but doctors say logic suggests they face similar exposures to flight attendants, and that could have a similar impact. Well, a new survey found what people would give up to be allowed to take their dog to work. 37% of Americans said they would sacrifice benefits to not leave Fido at home. That includes vacation time, the ability to work from home, and even a pay raise. And 44% of people would consider a career move to a more pet-friendly workplace. A group that tracks businesses that allow pets at work says about 9% of companies are dog-friendly. That's up from 4% in 2014. And research has found having animals at work has several positives, including lowering blood pressure and decreasing anxiety from workers. It can also help attract and retain employees. So there's a good chance more businesses will allow dogs as owners realize the benefits of having a pet at work.
Facebook has developed a way to fix people's closed eyes in photos and make them look like they're open. Researchers are utilizing artificial intelligence to make the update to the pictures. The AI analyzes photos of people with their eyes open and focuses on the eye shape and color. The software then uses that information and transfers images onto people's eyes when they're blinking to make it look like their eyes are actually open. The researchers are calling this new process in painting, but it's not 100% accurate. The technology wasn't able to put eyes on people when they were pictured at extreme angles and struggled with color matching in some cases. Facebook said the idea was still in its research phase and they haven't revealed if they'll use this method to allow users to fix photos on the social network. The Motion Picture Academy has invited its largest class of new members ever. In an effort to make Oscar voting more diverse, 928 people across the entertainment industry were invited, including Amy Schumer, Dave Chappelle, Mindy Kaling, and Gina Rodriguez. The Academy set new diversity goals following the Oscars So White controversy in 2016. So it would raise overall female membership from 28% to 31%, right, while non-white participation would inch up from 13% to 16%.
Okay, so when you look at the big picture in terms of numbers, it's not like a giant leap. However, I do still think it's a step in the right direction, and it's something that we can celebrate. And it's interesting that the people who they chose to, Jada Pinkett Smith, they invited, and if you remember, she boycotted the Oscars a couple of years ago and was a huge outspoken, you know, critic of Oscar So White.
Look at Wendell Pierce, you know, from The Wire.
Yeah.
You can just tell he's got good taste. Like, I would trust him on the panel. He won't be making films like Titanic Best Picture, right? I could trust him to get it right. I think there'll be fewer historic mistakes at the Oscars when you have people like him on board.
Quvenza Wallace is 14 years old, and she's been invited.
That's not true. How 14-year-old on there.
How amazing at 14. I was like chasing boys and writing in my diary at 14. I wasn't making any big decisions.
Whoa. There are films she'll be voting on that she legally can't see.
Yes.
How does that work?
It works.
I'm serious.
Hey, I didn't invite her. I'm just saying.
It sounds like the Academy is encouraging someone to break the law.
All right. Let's move on here. There's a new dating trend, and it borrows its name from literature. Gatsbying. I forgot the T the first time. So Gatsbying is the practice of posting photos or videos on social media designed to be seen by just one person. It refers to The Great Gatsby, where the title character threw lavish parties in the hopes of winning over a woman. So basically, when you're Gatsbying, you could be, you know, out and about. And you're like, look how cute and fun and amazing I am. Oh my gosh, take the picture, post it. And then you go back 10 minutes later and you're like, did he check it? Yeah, did the special person check it?
Yeah. I mean, that in a way, that is all Instagram is. You're not always trying to date someone new, but there is an element of, look at my fancy life.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're not looking, as we're married people, you won't be looking to impress a potential partner, but you do want your mates to go, you know, it's nice to check to see which mates have seen it.
Yeah,
We're all doing a bit of that all the time.
A little bit, but so Gatsbying is specifically, there's just one person.
It's a great book. I mean, the F. Scott Fitzgerald's book, it's got some of the most perfectly composed sentences I've ever seen
it
in a
novel.
It is a great book. And I thought Gatsbying was going to be something slightly more interesting than taking photos of yourself in a bikini for a bloke to look at.
Sorry to disappoint.
No, it's not. It's slightly grand literary term for something a little bit coarse and basic. In today's hometown stories from KTVU, veterans in Alameda, California, have found an unexpected way to cope with the stress of returning to civilian life, yoga. The Veterans Yoga Project provides free classes to vets who are struggling with PTSD. It was founded by a former VA clinical psychologist, and its instructors help the vets focus on mindful breathing to reprogram their nervous system. And one Iraq War veteran said he was surprised by the benefits it had for his body and mind.
It wasn't your typical workout. It allowed me to relax mentally.
In our second story, from Fox 2 Detroit, volunteers from Habitat for Humanity helped refresh a neighborhood in Pontiac, Michigan, with their annual Rock the Block event. They helped homeowners complete minor repairs and spruced up their yards. And organizers said the goal was to tackle doable but necessary home improvement projects so they could improve the entire community. And in our final story from Fox 7 Austin, the Red Arena Roundup is a rodeo designed for kids with special needs. The kids have previously been participating in horse therapy, and the rodeo is a way for them to show off their new skills and, more importantly, feel a sense of accomplishment. Parents say they see their children's confidence rise when they're on the horses. And judging by the smiles beaming across their faces, it is clear the kids are having the time of their lives as well.
There's a town just outside of Atlanta where the entire criminal justice system is run by black women. Chief Judge Tiffany Carter Sellers said this was not something that was pre-planned or prescribed. It came together very organically. Sellers says being a black woman had nothing to do with being hired. It was their experience and expertise in law enforcement and the courts, in addition to their ties to the community. South Fulton is Georgia's fifth largest city and might be the first of its kind in the nation with 8 black women holding all the power in the city's justice system. Sellers said they want to ensure justice for everyone and be an example of how to do things right. Well, most of us have fitness goals this summer, but could use a little motivation. According to the American Psychological Association, tracking our progress can help us reach our goals and maintain a healthy lifestyle, which is why we've got today's Top 30 Steal, a Syngi Health and Fitness smartwatch at a special 64% discount. We should always be tracking our health, but it's especially important when we're pushing our bodies. With this digital watch, you will always know your heart rate and your blood pressure. It also monitors your sleep, tracks your steps, and counts your calories. The award-winning design is waterproof, so you don't have to worry about sweating or swimming. And it connects to your phone, so you can track your progress through a free app. The Syngi Health and Fitness smartwatch retails for $155. But today you can buy it for just $54.99. That's a 64% discount. And you can get this right now at shoptop30.com while they last.
The National Park Service reports they spent 71,000 hours rescuing visitors last year, costing taxpayers more than $3 million. The Grand Canyon and Yosemite logged the most search and rescue operations, collectively earning 18% of the overall national total with 423 incidents. In addition to the hours park employees put in, an extra 12,300 hours were clocked by non-employees like volunteers or military personnel. Overall, there were 159 fatalities nationwide in 2017, and Utah saw a staggering 70% jump in search and rescues since 2014. When the total 2,890 search and rescues are broken down, 49% involved men and 19.6% were people in their 20s. Here's another story. A restaurant in San Francisco will sell a burger made entirely by a robot. Creator features a robot that makes burgers to order in 5 minutes. It toasts buns, slices vegetables, grinds fresh beef, and adds condiments for every order, all without human hands. The finished product costs just $6. That's partly due to lower real estate costs because a robot is smaller than a kitchen, and partly because Creator employs fewer humans. But it does have human employees on hand to help customers. The restaurant says the lower costs also let them spend more money on high-end ingredients. Burgers can be customized with 15 sauces and 12 seasonings. The restaurant's founder used to flip burgers for a living. He saw ways to improve, but not while doing everything manually. Creator sees the robot as a way to offer more options to diners, not replace humans. He says, "We don't see it as a robot. I see it as the ultimate kitchen instrument." Creator opens to the public later this month.
Summer is officially here, and that means it's going to get even hotter outside. Most people may just crank up the air conditioning, but there are some things you can do to keep cool and save money. One of those is to invest in blackout curtains to keep the sunlight out. Doing that can reduce heat gain by 33%. Also, make sure your ceiling fans are rotating counterclockwise. That will help create a wind chill breeze effect that will cool down your house. And you can focus on the temperature inside your body. Try things like sipping chilled drinks or applying a cold cloth to your neck and wrists. That will help cool your body and keep you from relying on blasting that AC all summer long.
A new stress test can determine how burned out you are by just checking your saliva. Researchers say the test measures the levels of cortisol in the saliva. That's an anti-stress hormone. They compared the levels at different times of the day to find out how stressed a person was. In healthy people, cortisol level typically falls throughout the day. So researchers identified people who had a higher level in the afternoon and evening and determined they were at risk of burnout. Doctors said the results were more accurate than complicated measures like blood tests. Complete burnout in the workplace can lead to total exhaustion that can have physical, mental, and emotional symptoms. Researchers say companies can use this test to make sure their workers don't get to this point and require medical attention. One man has completed a 15,000-mile journey on foot. A year and a half ago, Holly Cargo Harrison set out to walk from Ushuaia, Argentina, to Alaska's Prudhoe Bay. The former Army Ranger says he's always been an avid hiker, but the journey was not an easy one. Harrison covered about 30 miles every day. At night, he slept in ditches next to roadsides. Harrison carried just a small backpack and two walking sticks he made himself. Then in December of last year, after covering 11,000 miles, Harrison suffered a heart attack in Nevada. He was off his feet for just 4 days before continuing on. The journey ended at the edge of Prudhoe Bay this month. Harrison got a tattoo of his route to mark the occasion. He also gave some insight on why he embarked on the trip.
20 years ago, I had to give up a daughter. I'm about to walk over there and introduce myself.
Harrison later posted that his reunion with his daughter was a success. Writing about the trip online, he said, "I reached a place deeper within myself than I have ever ventured before."
Wow, what an incredible story to be that resilient and to eventually reunite with his daughter. It's just one of those stories that just tugs at your heart.
Yeah, it does. Julia Jo Duane is making history. The 17-year-old pitcher will become the first female athlete in Ontario University Athletics to compete on a men's varsity team. Jo Duane has committed to Laurentian University, making her only the second woman ever to play on a men's team in Canadian history. The school's head coach, Brody Jeffrey, said she's quite the power hitter. She's somebody that offensively she's pretty gifted. Even defensively, she sees the field well. She's just such a positive person. I think the guys will really rally around her positivity. Jo Duane said, "I'm nervous in some ways, but I'm not scared. I know I can hold my own and I have something to prove just as much as they do." She plans to enroll in the nursing program when she starts at Laurentian in September.
Good for her. You know, I think she's going to take all that nervous energy and go out there and rock it.
Yes.
Yes. Well, that's it for today's Top 30. Here's what's coming up on our next show. Top 30 talks to a chef who has the perfect burger recipe for your 4th of July barbecue. Plus, why scientists say pregnancy brain is real. And how two companies are working together to help thousands of animals find new homes. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe. Have a marvelous day.